Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Monday, August 16, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Kenya, where the president has declared a national disaster in the drought-stricken parts. World Vision Kenya's Beatrice Teya says they're helping thousands who are at risk of starvation. She explains that they're also readying a future ministry.
We are actually working with the Kenya Church to respond to the immediate needs. That's the food and nutrition, but also our long-term plan is to be able to have the churches that are normally very strong in Nairobi to actually link with the churches in some of these remote areas where we have programs.
Meanwhile, Ramabai Mukti Mission is seeing some success in reaching an influential people group in India. Mukti Mission's David Scott says the Brahmins have been very difficult to communicate with about Christ, but Scott says God is working.
There have been several hundred that have responded to faith in Christ. And there have been two churches started with these Brahmin converts. And just a beautiful, beautiful work of God taking place there.
Because Brahmins are influential, Scott says this could be a turning point for evangelism among the upper caste of India. And finally, we turn to Iran, where Voice of the Martyrs reports a vibrant underground church that is growing despite tragedy. Driven underground by persecution, VOM says thousands of Iranian Christians meet at homes. While their right to faith is in the country's constitution, their practice is closely monitored. Officials also frown on evangelistic efforts, and outright proselytism is forbidden. Continue to pray for those involved with ministry in Iran. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the short-term missions database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.